Sydenham Community Radio. Oh, yes! Sydenham's Community Radio.
Universal sound shockwaves around the world.
Local radio by local people.
Okay, alrighty, let's play some tunes.
Sydenham Community Radio.
Good evening, it's 7 o'clock and it's time for the Getting Your Groove Back show, where my aim is to put the spring back in your step, the magic back in your mojo, and have you looking and feeling absolutely great again. Tonight's topic is divorced, dating and hating it. Indeed, finding a new partner featured in the top 10 list of New Year's resolutions. So I'm answering the question, are you fed up of internet dating? Do dating sites even work? Or have you been single for a while and daunted with the whole dating scene? Or do your friends think you're perhaps not emotionally ready to start again? Perhaps you've just come out of one relationship and looking to jump into another. If you are emotionally ready, then what are the options available to you? My special guest in the studio today is Lauren from Single Scene Dating and Carl, cheeky, trappy Carl, sorry, Laura. Lauren, I keep calling her Laura. Laura, I do apologise. Laura from Single Scene Dating. And we've got cheeky chappy called Carl, who's my special guest, my delightful Carl, who I just adore. Hello. Will you say hello, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And together, we're going to be giving you tips and advice of how to get the groove back in your dating diary. So, of course, if you'd like to share any of your experiences with us, you can do so by emailing us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. If you'd like to ask myself or any of my guests a question, I get my teeth in today, once again, email us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. But first of all, let's kickstart the evening with a bit of music, and I've got DJ Carl controlling that today. Will you hit that for me, Carl?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're tuned into Sydenham Radio. And of course, please remember, if you'd like to join in with any of our discussions today, then you can do so by emailing us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. Today, we're talking about dating dilemmas or dating disasters, I should say. Here are the statistics. 70% of singles who are now single are using dating sites. A third of the men on there are reported to be married. And many are disillusioned by them. Yes, Carl, I wonder why you're giggling over there, but we'll get back to that in a second. People are very disillusioned by it. Both men and women complain of misleading photographs. Biggest complaint men have is that the women are lunatic and they're liars. And the biggest complaint women have is that men complain about their height. There we go. Anyway, we are joined by the delightful Laura. I've got her name right this time.
Hello.
From Single Scene Dating, who's our dating guru and also runs a dating club. But Laura, before we carry on, would you tell me about what Single Satan Scene does?
Yes, sure. I've been running Single Scene Dating now for about 5 years. I organise events for single people all over Northwest Kent and South East London. I do different types of singles events, speed dating, dinner dating, country walks, pub walks. And we also offer an internet dating service as well for people that want to do online dating. Speed dating is very, very popular because, as you know, with online dating, it's literally a blind date.
Quite.
Whereas with speed dating, you have 3 or 4 minutes to talk to that person. And I firmly believe that everyone's worth 3 or 4 minutes of your life. Even if you are sitting opposite to someone and you think, no, I still think talking to them, you know, you get a feel whether there's any chemistry. And I think no matter what people say they want with dating or with meeting someone, chemistry is so important.
Quite. But can you really pick up chemistry in 3 to 4 minutes? I mean, I read some research almost that said that you always end up marrying the person you first didn't like. And my concern with things like that is like 3 or 4 minutes, you really haven't really got to know. I know there's chemistry. I can certainly pick up chemistry in 3 or 4 minutes. But then who's to say it's that, you know, it's that man next to me who I don't particularly like or I don't find particularly attractive is the one I'm actually going to end up marrying. And 3 to 4 minutes kind of eliminates that, don't you think?
Well, I've got a case point here because a couple that have recently set up home together, they didn't match at the speed dating event. They spoke for 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
And we always end up in the bar afterwards where we have about 3/4 of an hour to an hour where we carry on mixing and mingling. So if someone's not sure about someone or they think 3 or 4 minutes isn't enough, they carry on talking in the bar afterwards. And this particular couple found they really hit it off afterwards, whereas when they were talking to each other, they didn't even tick each other's boxes. So
you've really still, you've got to pursue that, haven't you? You've got to give it another.
But sometimes it's instantaneous with people. It really is, you know.
And out of the packages that you cover, speed dating, you do fabulous walks, you do events as well, is that right?
Yeah, we do mix and mingle evenings and singles nights and all types of things like
that,
really.
You've got the whole marketplace going there, haven't you? Which is fantastic. Carl, tell me, out of all of these options, which one would you go for? Would you do any of them?
Yeah, of course.
Do them all, would you?
If I can, you'll take it easy, lady. I've got no problem with these things. I mean, I'm a single man, so... But yeah, why not?
You would go along, would you, to one of these things and do a would you do a country walk? I don't know why I can't see you doing a country walk.
Can't see me rambling.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm rambling
to make,
now.
I'm sorry to make that pre-judgment.
Maybe. No, you know what? I mean, particularly for me personally, it's about these days expanding your horizon. So, I mean, I've got nothing wrong with There wouldn't be a problem with me doing a country walk, speed dating. I haven't actually done speed dating online. Why not?
Yeah. You know what I love about the idea, though? Because I'm a true believer that if you're going for something, there's no point doing one thing to get there.
You're dead right.
You're going to take 5 or 6 paths, don't you, to get to that to get to that particular point. And that's actually going to be something I was going to touch on later, so I'm glad this has come up now.
Oh, okay.
That people do have 4 or 5 options, because you can't just do one thing, can you, and expect to get, you know, marvellous results as a...
And I also think it's important not to get too disillusioned. If you go to one speed dating event saying you don't get a match, it doesn't mean people haven't ticked your boxes, it just means you haven't matched with each other. So if you go 2 or 3 times, you know, the more times you go, the better, really. You meet more people as well that way and enhance your social life, so...
Yeah. I know, Carl, what did you have...
No, it's just I was... You were saying, you know, 4 or 5 different sort of...
A 4 or 5 pronged approach sort of thing, yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that because, I mean, men tend to take that approach by having multiple...
Partners.
Yes, that's...
I wondered what was coming.
Always expect the worst. Yes. With our pal.
Yeah, but I'm getting that idea. Yeah,
but that is the case, though, isn't it? It's keeping your options open.
Yes.
Right. Yes, of
which
course.
Which is basically the same thing. It's just being a little bit more direct with it.
Absolutely. Yes. Because time and time again, I still think when I speak to sort of people who visited my blog and friends I talked to and that kind of thing, that people expect to go onto these internet sites or do a speed dating, meet the man of their dreams in that scenario. And if they don't, they get disillusioned and never go back again.
That's exactly it. Yes, they do. They never go back again. No. Or they even get disillusioned with dating.
Yes, of course. And it's, whereas I just think, just keep going. It's just a numbers game. Just keep on going.
But, to be honest, it is all down to confidence in yourself as well, unfortunately. Right. If people come out of a long-term relationship and they don't have confidence, they tend to give up, too soon, really.
Absolutely, because that is another thing. Because we've got two types, haven't we? You've got those who are just like, they just overdate, don't they? They just keep going. And almost, I think, suffering from dating fatigue and probably need to take some time out.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about this a bit later. And then you get those who are daunted by dating.
Yes.
We touched on that, didn't we?
Yes.
And it's a whole confidence thing.
Yes,
so you've actually got to start from a different different point. But I did mention earlier that a third of married men online are married.
Yes.
So after our next song, I want to talk more about that because I want to find out, how we eliminate these married men who's preying on these desperate women. How do we spot them? How do we get rid of them? And how much of them are attending your events?
Okay.
You're watching. We had a bit of a jingle and my voice going on there, but there we go. It's all a bit of fun. That's Binge Radio for you. You're listening to Ingrid Marsh on the Getting Your Groove Back show. My guests today are the delightful Laura. I'm getting her name. I'm being really specific now, aren't I? Just before I say her name, don't want to get it wrong. The delightful Laura Nelson from Single Scene Dating and Cheeky Chappy Called Carl. And we're discussing the issues of the dating disasters or dating dilemmas or how we go about fulfilling our New Year's resolution of finding a new partner, features top in the New Year's resolution list. We were talking about married men being on internet sites, and you know, how do you avoid this married men issue in speed dating? And do you get less of it? Is it just a problem for online?
I think it's more online dating, to be honest, because speed dating, I assume, if a man or a woman, and bear in mind we get as many married women as men wanting to meet someone.
Indeed.
You are joking.
I'm deadly serious about
that.
Right. No, things have changed, haven't they? See, I'm sort of traditionalist, like a married
striking
woman.
A blow for equality. That's awesome.
No, but to be honest, a lot of people who have come out of long-term relationships don't necessarily want to find someone steady. They want to have a bit of fun, and that goes for people that are married, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
It is unfair, but there isn't any real way of stopping it. But I would say that most married people will go online because you're actually anonymous until you meet someone. You can basically put down what you want, or even probably a false photo, I don't know, but you can probably say or do anything online until you meet that person. Plus, you can meet someone miles away online, you see.
Yes.
Whereas speed dating, people have to pre-book, prepay and come along. It's
more of an effort.
It's more of an effort to do that. They can't just turn up in a bar or pub and tag along to a speed dating event. They literally have to book.
Yes.
Book in and pay. So.
I mean, Carl, you tell me, when you're out, do you meet women who are already in a partner but still just looking for a bit of fun? I mean, is that where life has got to at the moment?
If only. No, no. To be honest, if I'm honest, no. I don't really tend to. And if I did meet a married woman, I ain't really. To be honest, I can find single women, so there's no need for me to inveigle with a
married.
Yeah,
but people want what they can't have, don't they? It's bit more exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
if she's available, it's like, you're all right, but, you know, she's a bit married.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that I would take the moral high ground, because I don't know that.
Yes.
I don't know that. I would assume that, well, see, because a lot of women ain't that brave to actually tell you they're married.
Right.
All right.
Have you come across that instant, have you? He goes quiet. He goes quiet, oh, Carl.
Once or twice I've come across it.
Right.
Once or twice.
I mean, the reality is, though, we're saying internet dating and that kind of thing. And certainly when I'm giving people relationship advice, I will say to them, you know, you could meet a married man when you're out in a club.
You could.
Like you can meet a married man online. So it's a stage. Absolutely.
Anyway.
You've still got to put in the same precautions, haven't you? And do the same check, that mental checklist. Yeah. You know, is this person got a partner? So it's no different to being online, really.
No,
it's
and also, sorry to interrupt there.
No, go.
For my own speed dating events, I have married people actually phone me up and say, look, I'm married, can I come along? And I actually say no.
No.
Even if I need people for the night and I'm short on men or women or whatever, I will not let someone that I know is married come along. I've had married friends ask to come along.
A guy actually said straight to me, said, look, I'm married, but I'd like to see. I mean, I've never seen anything so. Told me that straight up. I'm married, so he wants to have an affair, basically.
There's nothing wrong with that, really.
Carl! Come
on now, we're all grown folks over the age of 25 here. Let's be realistic about it. The man's been open and upfront with you and saying, well, this is what I want. It's entirely up to you what you do.
Right. Oh, we've got a phone going. There we go. Okay, another question I want to ask you. In terms of, let's just take away online data for a while, because people are getting a bit disillusioned by that, and
I want
to put, you know, other alternatives to them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's talk about your speed dating, we'll talk about your walks and your event, mix and mingle events and that kind of thing. Now, I've said it before, I'm quite confident in a lot of areas. You know, I very rarely get scared or nervous before walking in somewhere.
Yes,
I'm like a bull in a china shop, you know, I'm just in there. However, I must say, one of the things that comes to my mind when I think of going to an event like that, if I'm looking for a partner, is that I imagine it's going to be like a load of old crinkly men there.
Crinkly men.
I mean, is it like that? What's the men like there?
No, I mean, we do different aged events for a start. So we do over 30, over 40, and sometimes even over 50. So, and when people book in online, they have to give their age, but obviously they could make up their age. But we tend to do about a 10 or 12 year radius, basically. In age, so hopefully if someone comes along, say, to an over 40 event, they actually know they could meet someone late 50s.
Right.
But they actually know that because it's over 40.
And what's the calibre of person like that attends these?
Most people that come along are professional people.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you? Oh, Kyle, right, Ingrid.
Ingrid, what are you telling me?
No, most people are professional because they've actually gone online, they're prepaid and pre-booked for an event, and they're actually serious about wanting to meet someone. You know, if you can just walk into a bar and not have to book into anything, then you get more the casual type of person who may be looking for a bit of fun or, you know, all that. But if they're coming speed dating, they will most certainly want to meet someone.
Right.
And everyone's in the same boat.
So everyone's basically professional, well-groomed, they look nice. They're not like... Because, you know, the internet dating thing's a lot of drongos, isn't there?
Yes.
You meet them.
You used to watch
Neighbours,
like, didn't you?
No, that's
you used to watch Neighbours.
No, because I've
drongos.
Done it. No, I've done it. And I've met them and it's like, no. How can I make a quick exit? You know, I'd hate to think...
I thought it was about personality.
It's not just that.
Whatever.
It is. It does help, yeah, you know. But anyway. Yeah. But the other thing is now, Laura, I want to ask you, is that we keep hearing that there's more men than women. Is this the case?
No. There is. Some of our events, we actually have more women than men, so that is not the case.
No, sorry. I got that completely wrong, didn't I? More women than men. We keep hearing there's a man shortage. God, got that completely
wrong. Well,
is there more men? Oh, is it a fair balance then?
No, statistically, there are apparently 7 single women or divorced women to 1 man,
which is not
very good. And that is the
Smiling, Carl.
I can't help it.
You're smiling like a Cheshire cat. Is that
I'm not surprised. You guys should have a lot of fun. But basically, women make a lot more effort with their appearance and when they come along than men do.
Because they feel they don't have to.
Yeah.
No.
Why
don't you make an effort?
Well, it depends on what effort you're referring to. Now, what are you saying, Laura?
I'm talking about appearance in general, really.
Perhaps they need to make more of an effort.
They do,
shock,
but unfortunately,
horror,
I can't
gasp.
Tell them that.
Did he say that? Yes, he did.
And when you go out, do you realise there's more single women than men? Have you realised this? That you've got your rich pickings?
It depends on the age group, doesn't it?
Yes.
In obviously, 30s, I'd say it's kind of... Once you start getting to the 40s level, then yeah.
Yeah, you think there's more women out there?
Oh, certainly. There's no two ways about it, Ingrid. But older women like that, they're more usually by that stage, you know, if you've had a few things happen to you in your life, there is that sense of confidence and if they're looking after themselves. So it's all good. Yeah. You know, look at that Sam Taylor Wood.
I was going to go on to that. It's the new accessory, isn't it? The 19-year-old man, I think, is... this must make you very nervous, Carl.
You're having a laugh, aren't you?
It's like, seriously. It's 40s is the new 20s, isn't it? We can now date 19-year-old man.
No.
Soon,
Ingrid, can we back up on this one?
If this catches on, you know, you're going to be, like, on the curb, aren't you, mate?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. A 19-year-old has got, you know, raw energy, nothing more and nothing less.
I've got
energy, I've got experience, I've got the looks. My God, I think it's time for a song, don't you?
I think on that note, time for a song. I bet he's nervous. Notice he said it's time for a song.
I
think our Carl's nervous.
Never. Moi.
Getting too excited.
You're tuned into sydenhamradio.co.uk. Please do email us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. If you'd like to join in any of our discussions, if you'd like to speak to our delightful Laura about the events that she does, any questions, anything that you're afraid of, if you've been afraid going to these events, then maybe she can just put you at ease. That'd be fantastic. So do email us studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk.
studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. Sydenham Community Radio. Thank you.
Good evening. If you've just joined us, you're tuned into Sydenham Radio. And if you'd like to ask our guests any question, that's our Call Carl or our delightful Laura from Single Scene Dating. And then do email us, won't you, at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. We're talking about dating disasters. But before we continue with that, I just want to tell you what's on this week to go get your groove back. Now, there's some African drumming courses happening at the Horniman Museum, and that's one from the 17th of January to the 28th of March. Now, it's a 10-week course, and it costs £55. And there you're going to learn how to play an African drum, or you can learn to improve your skills if you have some experience already. Now, it's an authentic course, and I think a bit of drumming could help go get your groove back. And what do you think, guys? Okay, but if you don't want to do drumming, you can always do some dancing. There's also some African and Caribbean dancing happening at the Horniman Museum. Once again, a 10-week course, no experience necessary. So there you go, can't go get your groove back there. And for those of you who don't want to do any African drumming or dancing, there is the Funky Sexy Aerobics, which is happening on the dance floor, and that's happening in Lewisham. That's running from the, it was running until, what, here we go, it's running for quite the rest of the year, actually. And that's happened at the 286 Bar, which is 286 Lewisham High Street, which is opposite the fire station in Lewisham. It's only £5, and for a taster class, it's just £2.50. So I think that's worth stopping on to. And if you just want a good old laugh, you've got to have a good old laugh, I think, don't you, just to get rid of the woes of the day. There's the Croydon Comedy Club, and they've got some of their top comedians in the circuit, some special guests and some exciting new acts. That's just for one day only, I hasten to add. That's on the 26th of January. Doors open at 8 o'clock, show starts at 9, and that's at the Fairfield Halls, and that's Park Lane in Croydon. And that's just £9 plus a booking fee. So going back to our lovely topic of dating, for those of you whose New Year's resolution it is to fulfil your dream of finding a partner this year, this is the show to be listening to, because we've got loads of hot tips that's going to be coming up later on in the show. Now, Laura, tell me, those who've just come out of a relationship, I'd say they've got to be the most vulnerable, because you're just kind of used to it, aren't you? You're used to that man sort of, like, kissing you on your forehead, or like, that nice warm chest to snuggle up into, and just having that person, somebody asking you how your day is. And when that's gone, I think that's when you're at your most vulnerable.
You certainly are. But the trouble is, I think a lot of people actually miss being in the relationship rather than the actual person that they've actually split up with, to be honest with you.
Yes.
As you say, they miss all that, all the company, the companionship, and having someone just text you during the day or be there
giving
for you.
A call you and
giving
saying,
you a call.
You're right.
Just that one thing during the day can make you feel great.
I think our car was just getting all overcome then. Did you
sounds
see
like
that?
It.
Yeah. Is this bring about? I've never seen him so soft. This is wonderful.
No, I was just, I was just
reminiscing.
Seriously, I was just saying these type of things, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the instinctive thing is, when you come out of a long-term relationship, is to actually find someone to replace that person.
That's what class is rebound, is that right?
It is, and I think people either go two ways. They either want to go into a rebound relationship as soon as possible, and they don't really know if that person is the right person for them, or else they just want to play the field and have fun, which in some ways is far better when you come out of a long-term relationship.
Oh, I agree.
To date as many people as you can.
You're still having fun, though,
yes.
Please continue on. We'll ignore him.
Yes.
Yeah, carry on.
No, I'm just saying, I think the more people you meet and the more people you date, you get to find out what sort of person you actually want. And it may be someone totally opposite to the person you've just split up with. So,
right.
And plus, I think it's very, very important, and I know it sounds corny, and people have said this to me years ago, but it's to be really happy with yourself and enjoy your life, make your life as full and complete as possible, going out with friends, having fun.
Absolutely.
If someone special comes into your life, then you're more of
That's right, because you've got to be a complete person in or out of a relationship, don't you, for a successful, for a relationship to work, I think.
Isn't that the sort of the problem, though? Tends to be what I've found to be with women is that they're looking for somebody else to complete them.
And this was the biggest complaint from my research that men have, that women are desperate. This is the report. I'm just reading what it said. They're embittered by previous relationships, and they're looking for answers that the internet cannot deliver. Carl, would you agree with this? The women you're meeting, would you say that this is the situation, that they're desperate? Can you tell a desperate woman?
Yeah, Kevin's not in. Yeah.
We've got Kevin in the room.
Oh, don't get me involved.
Yeah, you can.
It's just.
I think it's
all
bias.
The men are in here
it's
nodding
it's
their
that
heads.
It's clingy thing, isn't it?
It's a bias.
It's just like, go.
It was. I heard you girls ganging up on Carl, and I thought, I've got to come down and my old co-host.
Oh, well.
Because it's unattractive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's most unattractive, actually. There's no need for it. I mean, maybe for me, the part of the problem is as well that they're looking for love and they're looking for something rather than, as you say, Laura, just going out and enjoying yourself,
yeah,
having a good time. I mean, I've spoken with women sometimes. You know how it goes. You're speaking with a woman, she asks you, what do you want? Yeah, I just want to have some fun. Well, I don't want that.
Yeah,
well, she doesn't want to have fun
because it's, you know, someone said to me, I want to have some fun. Yeah, well, it depends on how it's said. If someone said to me, I'm looking for some fun, I think, right, on your bike.
Why?
Because I just think, what kind of fun? I mean, I must admit, if you say that to me, the first thing that comes to my head is it's like fun, quote unquote.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's wrong with that anyway?
No, no, but I'm not doing that. There we go.
Whatever.
No, why should I? I don't have to. I'm all right.
What?
I have a life outside of not being in a relationship, and not like, unlike many women who just live and die of being in a relationship.
What do you think of that, Laura?
Well, to be honest, it's not just the women. A lot of men are like that when they come out of relationships. They want to find a replacement partner, and they don't actually consider that person might not be the right person for them.
Yes.
I mean, I once dated a guy years ago who wanted me to meet his children after two dates, book a holiday, do this.
Slow down, Pa.
I think two dates. You don't know me. I don't know you. And your children certainly won't want to know me after two dates. I could be anybody.
Yes,
and I just got the feeling he just wanted to replace his previous partner.
Yeah. Okay, we've talked lots about people who are just on it, literally. And I think they're the ones who are, you know, they've just got to give it a break. It's what I call dating fatigue.
Yes, yeah.
And you're just going to go out there. You're going to be boring. You're not going to be particularly interesting. You're probably going to have the same old answers, the same old questions every single date rather, and these are the ones I think they've got to stop and find their groove somewhere else.
I have, definitely,
and perhaps come back to a later stage. Now, you also do some workshops at Single Scene Dating.
Yes,
can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, we've done dating workshops in the past for a small number of people, 8 or 12 people, mostly women, because for some reason men don't book into that kind of thing.
Let's hear about the course and let's see if we can figure out why. Carl. We're going to figure out why you're not booking onto these courses, but please, fire
away. These dating workshops just really concentrate on confidence building and self-esteem building, because I believe there's three key elements to successful dating, and one of them is confidence, one of them's common sense, and one of them's chemistry, what we spoke about earlier. But I think you've got to have the confidence in yourself before you can really expect to be in a successful relationship with somebody.
Right.
Confidence is a general thing that we all have to deal with as such. It's not a male or female thing.
No, but no, not at all.
In relation to this, I mean, bottom line is men have to do the running, so to some degree we're a bit more confident because we have
to. We
have to go out there and pursue.
Yes, quite.
Yeah.
So that's probably why
women, we appear more confident,
more reluctant to go on, because, you know, maybe we need a bit more social graces and skills. That's a different thing, but
Could have a workshop on that alone, really, couldn't you? There we go. Like saying to someone, I'd like to have some fun. But there we go.
There you go.
There we go. And that's the other thing I want to touch on as well, is that if I'm a woman and I don't really want to go with my mates, I want to come to one of your events or one of your workshops, that kind of thing. One of your events, because I know I want to get myself a bloke. I'm emotionally ready. I've got my own groove back. I've got my own hobbies and interests and that kind of thing. And I want to come with your events, but I want to come by myself. I can't get anyone to come along with me.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Well, it is. But to be honest, because we're a small company, we do specialise in the personal touch, because 70% of women actually come by themselves.
Oh, that's huge.
So what I tend to do is, if a woman's coming by herself, I make a note on the booking form, and we always have a booking in table near the main door, so when she comes into the venue, and it's normally a nice venue where she'd feel comfortable walking in, we always make sure we introduce them to other single women that are there by themselves, or we talk to them ourselves if she's the first one to arrive. We never ever leave a woman by herself feeling awkward in a place, because in some of the larger central London companies, you're just a number, and they don't care, basically. So
tempted, Carl, would you go along to one of these events, you think? Would you?
Yeah, but if I am, it's just looking like I'm a harbour shark, isn't it? Yeah, let's be honest, come on. Yeah, I would go along.
You'd give it a go? Because you've got to give it a go, haven't you?
Yeah, you have. You've got nothing to lose. It's a fun night out.
How much is the average cost of one of these events?
The average cost, they range from £10, £15 or £20, depending on the area and the numbers of people we can fit into the venue.
And they're all quite local, I believe, as well, aren't they?
Yeah, we do events at the moment in Northwest Kent and South East London, covering Blackheath, Greenwich, Chislehurst, Bromley, Beckenham,
Crystal Palace.
And we've got an event coming up in Dulwich, hopefully next month as well. So we're trying to expand in this area as well. So.
Yeah.
No, it's just for Because, I mean, you and I were talking earlier on, we were saying about, you know, in America, there's such a very different culture towards dating.
Certainly, there is.
Whereas over here, there is still sort of some sort of stigma to it.
There is. Yeah.
And when you're saying dating, because a lot of these things, sometimes men get put off by these things because it's, well, clearly you're looking to. Well, trap him, but you're looking to
trap.
You know what I'm. You know what I'm. I'm trying to find a word, and it's just not. You know, but you're looking to settle down. Whereas, see, our whole kind of mentality, the way that we're looking at it to start off with, is wrong. In the initial sense, well, not wrong. Sorry, not wrong. Yeah. But it's different.
Yeah.
We have different outlooks on these things. For us, I mean, for example, I saw your website, and it said. And this is just to see how we automatically think differently. And it said, how to spot a potential tiger.
Yes.
Now, I thought when you said tiger, it was like, grr, a hunk. Yeah. And it was only afterwards I realised you meant Tiger Woods. And it was, I must admit, I was laughing because I thought, straight away, I'm thinking on such a different line from where you're going.
Yes.
So, and this is what myself and Laura were speaking earlier on, that a lot of it is down to misunderstanding.
It is, totally.
Well, to be honest with you, when I speak to, you know, people I'm giving advice to and that kind of thing, I even say this to women, like, don't take it so seriously. You know, and in fact, there was some other research coming out of my head at the moment, that says something like, it takes like 100 dates. Now, you know, that might not be the case for a lot of people, but I think it's not a bad figure to go by. If you've got that in your brain, then you'll stop taking each date so seriously.
So does that mean that have some fun?
Dating should be fun. I'm concerned of your
use of the word fun, Carl. I'm just a bit worried.
No.
See, fun as in going out, have a drink, having a laugh, stop there.
That's what women think fun is, yes. Men think fun differently.
And that's all I'm saying.
You know, but see, this is the whole point. You can't be assuming too quickly. You know what they say about when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me?
Absolutely.
That's what communication is all about. Yeah, so when a man says, I want to have fun, well, look at.
But then you see the. No, Carl, I've got it. I've seen it's still very dangerous territory when you start doing this fun thing, because the more you start seeing that person, the more you start interacting with that person, the goalposts start shifting. Then we're in that many times for women, I'll be honest. And now we're thinking, well, hold on a minute, can we go to the next step? Is this a relationship?
Maybe
you've still got in your brain fun.
Yeah.
So it's just dangerous territory.
I don't know what I hear is that a relationship clearly can't be fun.
Well, I think dating should be fun.
Shouldn't a relationship be fun as well? Life should be fun.
I think dating is taken too seriously. I mean, some people even see it like a job interview, and it's not.
No.
You should go out for an evening.
Lighten up. It may never happen. Take a chill pill. Go get your groove back, Carl. I think it's time for another record. When we come back, we'll be telling you about our competition where you can win a Getting Your Groove Back goodie bags. Do stay tuned for that. And then when you come back, we'll be talking about how to spot a tiger.
Ooh.
Too many things, I know what I know, if you know what I mean. I'm unaware of too many things, I know what I know, if you know what I mean. Philosophy is the talk on a cereal box. Religion is the smile.
Just joined us, you're tuned in to Sydenham Radio, and like I said, please do email us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk if you'd like to join in via discussions or ask my delightful guests any questions. You can also Twitter us, follow us on Twitter by Twitter at Syd Radio, that's SYDRADIO. Tell you about our wonderful competition to win a Getting Your Groove Back goodie bag. It's full of luscious, gorgeous, selfish me time products. Now, to win this fabulous basket of goodies and pampering products, all you have to do is email me in your own Getting Your Groove Back tip. Now, it could be just an easier way of doing something, maybe a pampering idea, I don't know, like wrap some warm towels around your feet or something, use a special scrub or something like that, a healthy eating tip. And so just email to us at studio@sydenhamradio.co.uk. And the winner of that, of the best tip of that week, gets featured on the Getting Your Groove Back blog, which is gettingyourgrooveback.com. And we have a fabulous screen in the middle, and it floats along there all week with your name and where you've come from and that kind of thing. And then you win our basket. We do that every week. So next week, I'll also announce who the winner is of our Getting Your Groove Back blog. Okay, emails in. We've had one from Tanya Bailey. She's age 42 from Bromley. She says, I hate dating. Ah, I'm deleting all my dating sites. And I'm going to get me a bunch of cats and be the old cat lady.
No.
What do you think to that, Laura?
I would say don't give up and try not to be disillusioned. If you have a dating disaster, why not just laugh about it with your friends? Don't take it personally a lot of the time either. People do take things too personally.
What do you think, Carl? What would you say to our Tanya?
Give me a call.
Don't you just love it?
You got to relax, take it easy. I mean, these tips you're saying, I was thinking, well, one of them should be that half an hour a day to yourself, take the time out, just time for yourself.
I think she should stop dating for a while if it's got that bad. I think maybe she needs to take some time out.
I think a lot of these things, it depends on the individual. You can't give a one size fits all answer to anybody. You have to know exactly what's going on, why she's hating dating, because she doesn't hate dating, she doesn't like what's going on in her life.
Maybe just try something else, because she says I hate dating sites, and this is the thing. I just think, you know, 70% of people are using them, and no one's quoted any statistics as to how successful they are. Do you have any statistics on that as to what percentage people are successful?
Well, they reckon about 17 people in 100 are actually successful.
That's a high rate.
That's better than I thought.
But you have to go on at least 50 dates, I mean, before you
get to that.
Before you get to that.
Well, it's something to do, isn't it? Better than staying in. There's nothing worse than my friends who complain, oh, I want to meet the man of my dreams, but what are you doing about it?
Sorry,
nothing.
I mean, do you women ever, like...
talk about anything else?
No. Perish the thought. No, I'm just saying, you know, because you're all waiting for something to happen. If you see a man on the street, you know, in supermarket, whatever, why don't you go up to him and say hello?
Well, it goes back to that confidence thing.
Confidence again.
Yes, which is a show I will be doing soon. It's a whole show on confidence. I've got two life coaches coming in discussing the whole confidence issue. So do stay tuned on the Getting Your Groove Back blog, and we'll tell you about all the shows that come up. But one is confidence. But yes.
I mean, let's be honest. Most men are not going to, you know, turn around, ignore you if you go up to them and say hello.
True.
No, I mean they'll probably feel flattered as
well.
Yes. Right. You know, I always think as well, if you are, that's why I think it's important to be doing other things. Because it may not happen through these avenues, is the reality.
Well,
you know, I got talked to a guy the other day taking my son to football training. Oh, he was a single dad.
Yeah.
You know, it can be like that. So don't just,
Get a life.
I'm so glad we all agree.
Plan outings with your friends, guys. And if someone, you know, you might just get to talking to someone when you're out, but plan an evening out. Or even if you come speed dating, don't come speed dating, think, I've got to meet the man or the woman of my dreams.
Yeah.
Go for a night out, I'm going to enjoy myself. And if someone special comes along, they do. If they don't, I've still had a bloody good night out.
I think you must be much more interesting to talk to as well if you do something else, aren't you?
Then, you've got to have interests and things going on. I must admit, a lot of times when, you know, I've spoken with friends or whatever in the past, and you can see what the big problem is, that the woman hasn't got anything going on. So if there's a breakup, her whole life has been centred around this man. Now that he's gone, she has no life, effectively.
And scary.
If I could just mention one thing that really is, on a first date, it's a thing that so many people do wrong, and I've only been told this by lots of people, and I've had experience myself. Don't go on a first date, guys, and start slagging your ex off, because it really is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, would you say that's the number one mistake?
It is. Make? It's the biggest mistake. I mean, I went out with a guy once who just moaned about his ex not putting the dishwasher on. Do I care about that? No.
No. Probably still in love with his ex. There
Probably.
We go. Okay, so I'm just going to go through how to spot a tiger. These are some bits I've sort of picked up from off a particular article. Just tell me, guys, what you think of each one. Pay attention to the man's, or the woman's, I'd say, and pay attention to them in public and watch their reactions when they're wrong. Maintain eye contact. This is what they're unable to do if they're usually dishonest. They're unable to maintain eye contact. They're easily distracted, change their story when questioned, unwilling to compromise. Would you say these are things that tells you that?
Not really.
No, not at all.
I've got a confession to make. I was taught in sales once that when someone's lying, they touch their nose. Now, I know they can just have a cold or something like that, but I live and die by that. That thing.
Oh.
So don't touch your nose if you ever talk to me, because I'm going to think you're a liar.
No, but it's with lying, it's more about the way the eyes go and stuff.
They said that they were unable to maintain eye contact. Maybe the eye starts switching from side to side.
I think it flickers, doesn't it?
Flickers a bit. Also, we agree on the eyes, perhaps.
Yes, to an extent, yeah.
Only to a very... give a lot of eye contact. That's just how I am.
Some people are very good liars as well, aren't they? Remember, so
See, if you've already got that mentality that you're out to spot a tiger, that's what the problem is.
That's what you're going to see, aren't you? But we'll touch on that in a second, Carl. So let's go to step two quickly. Listen closely to their discussions. Lindsay Moran, who's a former CIA officer, said, people who lie often lack detail in their stories. It could just be that they're not particularly bright, perhaps. Or do you think that they kind of skim around the edges when they're
lying? It's one of those things to say, if you want to know if a person's lying, ask them to tell the story backwards.
You've had a drink, is it?
You've had a drink.
No, if you're lying, it's very difficult to tell that story backwards and to say what happened from the reverse
but
order.
But so would it be if you had a drink?
No, not really.
You could tell the story backwards if you had a few drinks.
If you're lying, you'll see the actual signpost. They'll start coming up. You'll see glaring mistakes. There's a difference between, you missed something out and glaring mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Also, a very, very, very good tiger makes a woman feel special. I mean,
as you're supposed to do.
Yes, but a lot of men, I'm sorry, I have to say this, guys, if anyone's listening, please, please make an effort when you take a woman out.
What does that mean?
Well, at least buy her a pizza, take her out for a drink, make her feel special.
That'd get awfully expensive,
though, couldn't it?
If you've got, like, 50 dates going, it can get pretty expensive.
If you've got 50 dates, but I think it's very important, even being a bit old-fashioned in some ways, by, you know, holding a door or taking someone's coat.
Holding the door for me, that's...
Just making
do it
a
all
woman.
The time. Do it all the time.
Does it slam shut, though?
No, I know. I do it all the time. Open doors. Got no problem with it.
And they also say look at their posture. Those who lie are likely to have bad posture due to the self-confidence in what they are saying. Could just be insecure, though.
I don't think so.
A bit of nonsense, isn't it? Examine their life. If your guy is honest, his life will be more or less of an open book.
No, not at all.
Perhaps not everything will be wide open for the world to see, but it will not be filled with gaps and holes that you have to question.
No.
But I also think as well is not to talk too much about your past. You don't have to tell someone all the details about every relationship.
Who wants to know about it?
Just skim across it, you know, and don't give too much detail away. You know, it's that's the
past.
We've
all got a past, isn't it?
Everyone's got a history. If you haven't got any history, well, you haven't lived at all, have you?
There you go. So, you know, live in the moment.
Live in the moment.
Yes,
live in the moment. Guys, I can't thank you enough for joining me, really. I hope listeners have got some wonderful tips there. And I think we'd probably agree in our summary that relationships are a wonderful thing.
Of course they are.
Very much so.
But if you have dating fatigue, you know, possibly to take a break.
Definitely.
A life that's come out. Look at a four-plan approach. Look at hobbies. Look at sites. Look at dating parties. Have a general lookout. Treat it as a numbers game. He's not going to come knocking
on your
door.
And in a generic sense, have some fun. In
have
a generic
fun.
Sense.
Yes.
Generic.
Yeah. In a
just
generic.
Have some fun.
Generic.
Just enjoy yourself.
And you're more interesting if you've got some other means of defining yourself. So once again, it's getting a life outside of that. Most successful relationships, people who've been together for many years will probably tell you this: leave room for the butterflies. Would you agree? Don't your happiness is not to come from that other person alone.
No, it comes from yourself.
It comes from yourself.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Leave room for the butterflies.
And give me some space.
And give me some space. You've been listening to the Getting Your Groove Back show. My name is Ingrid Marsh. I'm here every Thursday between 7 and 8. Next week, we're moving away from the relationship bit just for a bit, and we're talking about state versus private education. I've had to move my child 3 times in 3 months after taking him out of a private school. I've had a nightmare. I'm going to have a guest who's going to be giving me her opinion. She's had a fun time moving her child. And I've also got education guru from Phoenix Academy. Thank you for joining us and look forward to speaking to you again next week. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, my. Oh.